In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, real simply, is journalism dead in this day and age? From Israel to inflation to everything in between. Zoldan, Markowitz, and a guy named O'Reilly sit down with yours truly, Kevin McCullough. It's a big, power-packed edition of Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Every single day we dissect what's going on the front page, try to give you some perspective of context, tell you what it means, why it matters. But every now and then I have the chance to talk to the newsmakers, the people that actually impact and influence stories, and give us a little bit deeper insights into what's going on. And I'm really grateful to have my next guest back with us. We haven't spoken with him in a couple of books. But he has done 16 bestsellers now, New York Times number one bestsellers. And you may be familiar with his Killing series, Killing Lincoln, Kennedy, Jesus, Patton, Reagan, The Rising Sun, England, the SS, Crazy Horse, and his newest one, The Mob. Mr. Bill O'Reilly, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Kevin, thanks for having me in. How are you doing?
We're hanging in there, and I really want to get your perspective. I want to talk about the book, and I want everybody to buy the book and make you a fantastically successful author once again. But I'm really interested in your thoughts for your 43 years at the broadcast desk on some things that we're watching take place in front of us. The media, the administration, the CEOs of about half of corporate America all seem to be cooperating together, working very hard towards an outcome. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are about the media's role in that, in this day and era in which we live.
Well, the corporate media has changed dramatically since when I first started. Got out of Boston University with a master's degree, started my career in Scranton, Pennsylvania on TV. And back then, you know, journalism rules were in play. You had to get the story, you had to verify the story. You couldn't inject politics into the story or lean it one way or the other ideologically. That's all gone now. So the big money, and I'm partially responsible for this, as you know, Kevin, is made in news analysis. When I started Fox News way back in 96, we took a traditional point of view, not a conservative, not a Republican, but a traditional point of view. That show, The O'Reilly Factor, made billions of dollars for the company. All other corporations noticed that. And tried to imitate us, but they brought in people who were far more political than I am and ideological, and then they changed the whole networks. Like MSNBC is just a liberal network. That's all it is. And it works with the Democratic Party. CNN, same thing. So they corrupted the process. That's where we are now. The big urban newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, they're not really newspapers anymore. They're journals. They're liberal journals. And the Democrats and the left have a big advantage because of it.
Well, and when you say that they are outlets for these positions, is it exactly entirely true that it's something different than history? Because weren't journalism outlets, specifically newspapers, when they came into formation in the U.S., weren't they often easily identified as, say, the Cleveland Democrat or the Columbus Republican or whatever the mainstay of that region or the day was? But at least there was some degree of honesty about the what you were going to get on the opinion page if it was labeled in the name. No.
Well, look, the Founding Fathers put into the First Amendment that there would be a free press in the sense that the government could not interfere with what the press printed back then. Now, of course, there was no electronic media. From the very beginning in this country, there was a partisan press. I mean, there were people that were favoring federalism or they were favoring states' rights or the Confederacy or the Union, whatever it may be. I mean, it's always been there. But it was kind of evenly divided. So we muttered on until the electronic age and radio and TV. But there were standards that you had to follow. That's why I went to school. I paid all that money for a master's degree to learn my craft. Well, those standards don't exist anymore. They're gone because the corporate media, the corporation that owns these big media outlets, they don't care whether what you're reporting is true.
Right.
They use anonymous sources. They just want an outcome. So the New York Times, everybody works there, knows the editors want a liberal outcome of every single story. And if you want to work at the New York Times, you've got to deliver that.
It's a troublesome thing considering the chokehold that it has on the flow of information. But let me ask you another layer to this now. When you add in big tech with what you've already described and what is considered the traditional media vertical, now you add big tech and the manipulation that they've played in the last 12 to 24 months, specifically around the election, but even beyond that. Are you concerned that we're going to, at some point in time, not have the ability to tell alternative narratives?
It's here now. It's here. But most American people don't know the truth. They don't know what's happening. I mean, I left Fox News and formed my own news agency.
Right.
And never again will I work for corporate. I never will do it again because I know it's corrupt, it's not honest, and I'm not going to get involved in it. So my news agency is small. It reaches millions of people, but compared to NBC and Fox and those, it's small. But unless people know where I am and watch me, if they're tuned in to the cable news or to the network news, they're not going to know what's going on. They simply will not know. And so it's here. We have a population that believes certain things that aren't true. And that's one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Mob, because Americans have this image of the mob in their minds because of movies and TV, and it's 180 degrees opposite what the reality is.
Yeah.
So it's my job as a historian journalist to try to tell the truth, get the truth out. But boy, oh boy, I mean, if you're dependent on the mainstream corporate media, you have no clue.
Friends, when you want to find Bill's journalism efforts now, BillO'Reilly.com, of course, is the homepage. But follow No Spin News on Twitter as well, because it is doing exactly what Bill just described. I want to get into the books, and I've always been curious about this, Mr. O'Reilly, and I've never asked you about it before. But why the word killing in the title of this series? What is it about that word, that concept, that you know, the kind of traumatic thing that it does to the brain that made you say, we got to do a whole series that incorporates this idea on the cover of these books?
Because it's a marketing tool, and it's an eye catcher. And now that it is the most successful nonfiction book series of all time,
it's hard to argue with.
The brand is tremendous. So when I write a book, people know what they're going to get, and it's worked perfectly. But in the beginning, I decided to name these books Killing Whatever to get people's attention, and it certainly did.
Sure. Well, with Lincoln and Kennedy, it also played a degree of historical perspective, and of course with Jesus. Congratulations on the immense success that the series has brought you. Why the mob at this time and this kind of insertion of where we are in history and kind of what's going on in our country and in the world globally? Why did that subject matter grab you at this time?
Well, I wanted to write a contemporary book, a contemporary historical book, and the mob is that. So the people that we talk about in the mob, starting with John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, Babyface Nelson, all the bank robbers in the 30s, then Al Capone, and then on up to the five families that controlled all the commerce in America for 16 years, people know these names. And if you're old enough, you were around. Frank Sinatra, JFK, I mean, everybody's in the book. And I thought that was a great topic because it just is so wide. I mean, from 1946 to 1962, Kevin, organized crime was the most powerful entity in the United States, far more powerful than Congress or any corporation. Right. And it ran entire industries like the rock and roll industry, like the film industry, like the unions, like the nightclub industry. It ran them. It built an entire city, Las Vegas. It owned an entire country, Cuba. People don't know that. And then to this day, many of our social problems still emanate out of organized crime. They control the narcotics traffic in America. You hear about, the opioid crisis. Well, who do you think's fueling that? And then you hear about homeless. Look at all the homeless. Well, what do you think those people are? They're drug addicts. They can't work. They can't pay their rent, okay? And where does that come from? Organized crime. They control the narcotics industry, billion-dollar industry. So I tied it all in to make it relevant to people's lives. And, you know, this book has flown out of the gate. It hit number three on Amazon. Killing Crazy Horse was my book last year. That did really well, but I think Mob's gonna top it.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, hang in there. We got a little bit more with him. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, why the mob?
They're evil, evil people. They make money from the suffering of human beings, and they cause suffering and death, and they're horrible, horrible people. And I just run it down. They corrupt. They corrupted the government. You name it. They did it. And, I mean, for 16 years, the federal agencies didn't investigate him because they had stuff on J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI chief. He wouldn't even admit the mafia existed. It was only until Bobby Kennedy became attorney general in 61 that the federal government used its power to try to diminish this unbelievable colossus, violent colossus. And people have no clue. That's why my books, I think, are so successful, because I tell you things you don't know, but in a very entertaining way. It's a fun read. It's not tough to read these books.
Sure, sure. Well, and you've always been that kind of communicator. I think it was one of the reasons why the O'Reilly Factor was so successful. You spoke directly to the people about the things that we cared about. Let me let you brag a second. Talk about No Spin News and where you're at video-wise so people can check it out on a nightly basis. And how's it going so far?
Well, we're really doing well. I mean, tremendous revenue into my corporations. We do a newscast every night on TV. We do radio commentary, 300 stations across the country. And on BillO'Reilly.com, and you were kind enough to mention that, Kevin, thank you. We have columns, and if you become premium member, you can directly talk to me. And we've got a lot of stuff going on, but what I'm most proud of is we don't make any mistakes. We don't use anonymous sources. We don't do any of that. And I do what I've always done. I tell the folks who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, what the truth is. And sometimes the folks don't want to hear the truth, like in the Trump election. I knew that election wasn't going to be changed or anything was going to happen 24 hours after the vote. And I told my audience that. They got furious at me. I said, look, it's not going to happen. I mean, you have to produce dramatic evidence of fraud if you want to get the Supreme Court involved. And that's the only entity that could overturn this election or put a stay on it or do anything. Yeah. And unless they come up with it, it's not going to happen. And I got, oh, boy, I got a lot of heat from my viewers and subscribers, but that's my job. I got to tell people the truth.
Well, since you brought that up, you've known the former president for a long, long time, as have a lot of, longtime New York icons. And you and I both work with John Catsimatidis here in New York City. And we know that that John's known him for a long time. I'm curious as to your read on how you believe he is doing post-presidency. And has he signaled by any of his actions or by what he's doing in your mind any potential future plans? What do you expect of the former president and someone that you've known for a long time, one Donald Trump?
Well, I saw him a few weeks ago in Mar-a-Lago. It's obvious to me he wants to run for president again. I don't know whether that will be possible. It depends on the economy. The weaker the economy gets, the more the better chance he has to be able to secure the Republican nomination. But there are a lot of Republicans that don't want his kind of confrontation and his style. He lost because of COVID and his style. But he does want to run again. I think that he'll wait for about 18 months to see how it all unfolds. But he remains the most powerful person within the Republican Party.
And it's his party to kind of guide at this point.
Well, I don't know about that, but certainly he is a tremendous influence in the party. I don't think he's hands on day to day, but Republicans, you know, he gets 72 million votes. I mean, obviously, you're going to have a lot of power.
Most votes by any incumbent Republican in the history of the country.
By far.
And it's interesting because, you know, there are people that are going down there that want to kiss the ring, but he's not seeing all of them. You know, Nikki Haley was turned away. There's others that have not been given a chance to get that audience. What do you make of the, I don't know, what do we call it, the loyalty litmus factor? How he's doing it?
Well, Donald Trump's always been a man that operated on an emotional level, and if he likes you, he'll talk to you. If he doesn't like you, he won't. I mean, it's not complicated, and he feels betrayed by some people, and he's a right to feel that way, I think. But, you know, he's a guy that is very driven. I think he's still as ambitious as he's always been, and so he's going to be a factor in whatever happens in politics in this country.
Let me shift to his opponent, the current president, Mr. Biden. What do you make of his first 5 months-ish and how he's progressed thus far?
Well, I can tell you that organized crime loves him. They love him because of the open border policies. More narcotics in the USA now than ever before in our history.
Well, there was a story out this morning that says he's going to give basically legal amnesty to people that broke the China protocols and were working with them against the U.S. interest in that. First of all, do you think that's a possibility? And secondly, what does it say?
Well, I don't get caught up in those micro stories. It might, it could, it would. I just report what's happening. And I can tell you that Joe Biden is the most liberal president by far in the history of this republic. There's nobody come close to espousing the socialist economic outlook that he wants. And the immigration, obviously, is an open border policy, is an amnesty policy. I think he's diminished. I don't think he understands the implications of what he's doing, the unintended consequences. I could be wrong. I'm not a psychiatrist. But to me, he's certainly not in charge. There are other people telling him what to do, and he's doing it.
Do you have any speculation on who that is?
Particularly Ron Quain and Susan Rice. We know who that is. Not speculation.
And I mean, who is Susan Rice listening to?
Circle for Biden. Biden is a very tight circle. He doesn't do anything all day. On the No Spin News, again, my daily broadcast, I open every day with President Biden's schedule, and there's nothing ever on it. He doesn't do anything.
That's true.
Whereas most presidents were busy all day, not him. Now, once in a while, I'll go down to Louisiana, and like he did last week. But he doesn't do very much. And there are two people that are with him almost all the time in the White House. Ron Klain is chief of staff, and Susan Rice is top domestic advisor. That's it. I think he listens to his wife. I think he listens to Barack Obama. But there's not a lot of people in there. And so what comes out of the White House is in that very tight circle.
Yeah. The speculation is that Obama is really pulling the strings through Rice and that he's finally gotten the administration that he wanted the 8 years he was there.
That's easy speculation. I don't think there's any backup for that. But knowing President Obama, I interviewed him 3 times, I think he's got a lot to say.
Yeah.
But I can't prove it. But I think he does.
Well, one thing that Bill O'Reilly does think is that the mob is going to thrive, or at least has thus far with the Biden administration. And he's written some reasons why in a book called Killing the Mob. You want to get this. It is his newest. It will be an enormously successful bestseller, as have all of the Killing books. And Bill, I appreciate as a talk show host based here in New York, and you know, I'm fortunate enough to be syndicated. I'm grateful for what you did for our industry, for all the years you manned the post and night in and night out told the truth, let the chips fall where they lay. And I think that the world was a better place because you did. And I'm grateful that you've given us some time today. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Kevin. A pleasure to talk with you. Stay strong.
All right. Go check him out tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. No spin news on BillO'Reilly.com. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
The women of the Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And big thanks to Bill O'Reilly for sitting down with us for that length of time to get his thoughts on, especially where the journalism world is at. A real privilege today. My next guest is one of the most important columnists, as I always say, in America, not just because she writes from a place of complete common sense and kind of fact-based truth, first and foremost, but because she thinks clearly and pushes others to do the same. Her name is Carol Markowitz. She's a columnist for the New York Post, and she's normally with us here on Tuesdays, per usual. Carol, thanks for being here. We've talked a lot in the past about Israel and its importance to the region and its importance to the world. You see what Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and AOC are all saying in the last 24 to 48 hours. What's your reaction to what we're watching unfold?
It's interesting that it's been quiet for so long, and this short a time into the Biden administration, things have blown up again in that area, because I think, I think Trump had not gotten anywhere near the amount of credit he deserved for sort of keeping the peace in that region. I think that the area was quiet because of American involvement, not because America was sitting it out. And it's really fascinating to me that nobody's connecting, or few are connecting, that this is happening so early in the Biden administration. And it's with reason. It's happening because they don't think that the Biden administration is going to say anything or do anything to protect Israel.
Well, and when you see more than 160 missiles fired in one night, I mean, Carol, I have to go back a number of years to see this type of all-out hostility and offensive being watched. But then you've got also the congressional representatives that are making, apologies for the Palestinians. I mean, right. I saw Ben Rhodes on Twitter this morning say, just imagine what your life is like if you're a Palestinian child. Well, can't that be turned around and say, well, what if you're an Israeli child and you're in one of the houses that the missiles are dropping on? It does not seem to make sense.
Yeah, Ben Rhodes is always, on the wrong side of everything. And look at, Twitter, for example. The headline is Israel launches deadly airstrikes on Gaza following Hamas rocket fire on Jerusalem. Israel's airstrikes are deadly, but Gaza just threw a couple of rockets at Jerusalem. It's really telling where these people are ending up right now.
I was very concerned this week when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the biggest danger facing our military is COVID, when only 26 military members have died from COVID and 517 committed suicide last year. Mm-hmm. But I think that what you're seeing is kind of the upside down world, right? So it's a reversal of priorities from what is truly important to what is politically important. And that's kind of making a very weird transition to your column this week. That's what you're talking about in terms of merit-based education versus whatever this other type of education is that we're putting out now. Explain.
Right. Well, so the idea is that around the country, we're seeing a removal of advanced classes, whether it's honors tracking or advanced placement exams. The thinking is that all kids should be treated equally. Nobody's better than anybody else at anything. And as somebody who's bad at math, I can tell you that's definitely not the case. And that kids should not be advanced or gifted or anything that differentiates them from other kids whatsoever. Now, I have three kids. I know you have three kids. All of them are so different. They all have different strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. They all have different subjects that they're good at and bad at. And it's just crazy to me that we're going to treat all kids the same when I can't even treat my three kids the same. I can't imagine treating a classroom of 30 kids exactly identically.
So what is the price you think we will pay if we reverse merit-based education and keep this kind of... Well, what they're trying to say is that it's equality. It's really not equality. Equality is to build into somebody the worth and value of what they can achieve. And they may be different in different areas, but differences don't diminish the equality. But what they're trying to affect is same outcomes. Everybody must have the same outcome. What happens if we leave this in place?
Well, if we leave it in place, rich kids will benefit and poor kids will fail, because a rich child or even a, you know, an upper middle class child, any parent that has means will hear that their school is no longer teaching algebra in eighth grade because they don't think that kids, you know, most kids can do it. And the kids who can do it, they don't want to differentiate them. So those parents are going to take their kids and put them in algebra classes outside of school. And those kids will advance and do better. And the poor kids who can't afford to do that will be stuck in this dumbed down education system and not get to progress at all. It's wild to me that after a year of COVID, we haven't learned that it will be the poor kids that suffer. Rich kids or any kids that have parents have any ability to get them out of the system will get them out of the system. They'll get them extra help. You know, in Brooklyn, kids who didn't get to go to school, the richer neighborhoods had pods, they had private tutoring, they had all this stuff going on, while the poor kids were just home with their parents while they were working. And it's going to be seen for a long time, the effects of this.
Yeah, and I think that, this is in keeping with, to kind of come full circle here, kind of the weird new normal in America, which is we don't, you call it the war on merit in America's schools, but we're rewarding a war on merit in every aspect. We're going to print money out of nothing. We're going to give it to people for not going to work. We're going to eliminate any type of prestige in working harder and, you know, incentivizing excellence and performance. And what we're going to get is basically what's unfolding, which is inflation, a grotesque mess in our educational system, and a world that's really chaotic and out of order. And it all comes from this idea that sameness is in somehow better than achievement. And that's not going to work.
That's right. And I don't throw around the term un-American, but this feels really un-American to me. The idea that all kids are the same and they must all be treated the same has a very Soviet ring to me. And it's funny because after I wrote that, a lot of people tweeted at me, well, yeah, you know, Soviet Union absolutely dictated sameness, but they still treated their math geniuses differently. Like even there, they were like, no, these kids are different. Let's give them advancement.
Carol Markowitz, always appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all, oh, oh, always on my
road, oh, oh, I'm still New York. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on Tuesdays we love to take a little time out and talk technology with none other than Ari Zolden of Quantum Media, and he rejoins us here. Ari, it's always good to have you, and thank you for being with us once again. Real quick question. I'm seeing this headline today that says that there's a new two nanometer semiconductor. For people like me that aren't like complete computer geeks, how important is this?
So, hey, Kevin, great to be back as always. This is a huge deal for a bunch of different sectors, specifically the technology sector. So IBM created the smallest microchip. And the problem with the industry over the past couple of years is that they've been challenged with trying to find a smaller, faster, more powerful and more energy efficient chip to be able to run everything from our computers to our cell phones to the technology inside of our car. If you think of the size of this microchip is about a fingernail. So you could imagine how small it is. And this is game changing. You know, we talk a lot about technology, things that are game changing. I mean, there's not that much out there recently that's really been game changing. There's been evolutions that have occurred. But in terms of in the space of semiconductors, this is huge. This is absolutely tremendous.
What will it allow to be done differently than the way the current chips and semiconductors are?
Well, I mean, space also was always an issue. The chips were larger. But I'd say the biggest proponent is just speed. You know, if you think we have speed now, you know, you're going to see when IBM puts out these chips in 2024, 2025, we're really going to see something that's game changing in the industry. And if you think about also the commitment from the Biden administration, they're committing about $50 billion to grow domestic chip research, in part because the Chinese, which is a whole other conversation, but they've got a real competitive advantage against the U.S. specifically with chip manufacturing. So this is $50 billion is going to go a long way for a lot of companies that are developing either on the manufacturing side or on the research and development side of the semiconductor space.
Well, that should be interesting. Everything keeps getting smaller and tinier and faster, which is, I guess, very, very good. Hey, let me ask you about this other story. Apple and this thing called AirTags. Now, I've heard of hashtags, but what are AirTags and why do we need to know about them?
Sure. So this is interesting. Apple came out, I know they've been in development for some time with this. It's basically a luggage finder. It's about the size of a keychain, and you could clip it on to items that you're concerned about, maybe misplaced or stolen. It's very important that it's not a device to be able to track people. And we're going to start seeing, I think, a lot of articles and a lot of pushback from privacy advocates that this technology, which uses what's called ultra wideband, is going to start infringing on a lot of people's privacy, and there's going to be tracking issues as well. You know, I it, I could slip one of those devices into a friend's bag and potentially track them with this device and this technology. So it raises a lot of concerns. Frankly, you know, I've always been an advocate of safety first. I think, although Apple's not pushing this, I think for child tracking, this is something that I think is really great for the industry.
So how would it compare to favorably or not compared to what technology we already have in like cell phones, at least in the Apple universe? We've got the Find My Phone, Find My iPad, Find My Laptop. How does this work, if in any way differently? What is the difference essentially if my child has an iPhone and I've got that feature turned on versus one of these Apple AirTags?
Right. So it does two things. It works on this technology called ultra wideband technology, which I guess more turn every Apple device into a beacon to be able to help triangulate where it is. So in terms of efficiency, in addition to other technologies that are integrated and embedded into it, this provides better accuracy. And quite frankly, I think its price point, they're coming out at about $29 per tag. So for $29, and I think Apple's offering four tags for $99. So in terms of efficiency, there's no monthly recurring on it. It's just a once and done purchase. And if you're concerned about your luggage or any potential expensive item, tagging it with this, I think, is something to look at.
Yeah, well, I really do like the idea for kids. I mean, this is, you know, in terms of parents and kids, I mean, I can see how adults may wince at it. With each other, you get into, you know, some testy relational areas and people say, you know, whatever. But I think when it comes from parents down to kids, this is particularly a useful tool, particularly in the days in which we live. I mean, we're talking about, you know, child trafficking and other things in really distraught ways. This could be something that could greatly aid parents and authorities in protecting child, keeping child safety front and foremost.
I agree. And if you think about, I mean, how many of us have kids, you know, waiting on the sidewalk for when their kids are coming off the bus and it's, you know, it's 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours late, and there's no way to communicate aside, you know, if they have cell phones. But, you know, if they have a tag on, you'll be able to see, for the most part, where the location of the bus is. So I think that is a very, very useful tool in itself.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting. Hey, I don't know if you have any update, and maybe you don't, but this last week, you know, President Trump launched what he called his new social media platform. The Mike Lindell people launched their Frank platform, and then Parler, which had been back on air for a while, back up on line for a while, seems to have been off for about another week. Maybe next week we can take a look at some of these alternative, particularly right of center social platforms and kind of get your best industry judgment on what they are and kind of how they're working and if they're going to make any impact. They certainly seemed not to have thus far, but the Parler thing going black again, and they're just talking about it was only supposed to be down for a day. They were going to be re-ramping back up some of its core operating procedures, but they have not gone back online yet, and people are starting to ask me about that. So put that on your to-do list, Mr. Zolden.
Well, it's number one, Kevin. It's number one for me.
Cool. All right. Hey, thank you as always for giving us this insight. Smaller chips and tags. These are going to be some practical things that I think are going to help us a lot. Anyway, Ari, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
You too, Kevin. Thank you. Have a great day.
Be well. All right. There he goes, friends. Coming back with my final thought for the day next, right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Last night it was getting wee into the hours of the morning, and I was thumbing through social media, kind of to my detriment. I shouldn't do that after, like, you know, 10:30 in the evening, but I couldn't help it. There I was thumbing through posts and trying to see what was going on, and I ran across the most bizarre thing of the week, and I don't think it's won that position by a long shot. Let me just say that Michelle Obama gave an interview to Gayle King for CBS this morning. It was on Monday. It was Monday's edition, and in the interview, she said that she feared. She's sharing the fears that she and her husband, Barack Obama, have for their daughters in regards to racism. In the interview, Gayle King for CBS This Morning asked the former first lady to address the issues that we're still facing as a country, including continued reports of black men and women dying at the hands of police and the work that still needs to be done to end systemic racism. That was kind of Gayle's positioning of it. Then Michelle Obama said this. Many of us still live in fear as we go to the grocery store, walk our dogs, allow our children to get a license, she continued. I mean, just imagine, my girls are driving, but every time they get in the car by themselves, I worry about what's the assumption that's being made by somebody who doesn't know everything about them. The fact that they are good students and polite girls, but maybe they're playing their music a little too loud. Maybe someone will only see the back of their head and makes an assessment. Okay, I need to address something right here with Michelle Obama, because she is lying through her teeth. There is no danger for good kids that are unarmed to die at the hands of police. Because that's what she's addressing. That's, you know, someone's going to mistake them and, oh, they're black kids and they're in trouble because they're black girls. And let me go to the police database that's kept by the Washington Post. You know, that very conservative outlet, the Washington Post, that's always printing those far left of center views. According to their police shooting database, in 2021 to date, from January 1st through today, zero unarmed black girls have been killed by police. Zero. In 2020, in 2019, and in 2018, in all three of those years, only one unarmed black female died at the hands of police in each of those years. Over these same last 4 years, eight unarmed white women have been killed by police. In other words, white women are dying 230% the rate of black women that are unarmed by police. Michelle Obama wasn't telling the truth. She was just posturing, which makes her entire case a pile of garbage. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.